liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome, everyone, to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Due. Owen Schroyer was sitting in this morning for Alex Jones, so I will be, of course, doing the War Room. And we usually like to start these first five-minute segments with video montages or reports. This is a montage Darren McBreen has put together and basically asking, which side are you on of this gun debate? Because we are in the midst of it, and as the Democrats like to say, never let a good crisis go to waste. So here it is.
Regards.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste.
Never waste a good crisis.
Yesterday, the 18th school shooting in the past 45 days happened in Parkland, Florida, leaving 17 people dead.
This year, there have already been 18 school shootings.
Those 18 school shootings so far this year, shocking.
There's a group called Everytown. Everytown is a gun control group. And Everytown said that there were 18 school shootings in the month of January. Now, you may be wondering, why didn't I hear about those school shootings every single day? The answer is because there were not 18 school shootings in the month of January. There were more like three.
Eight now fatal school shootings we had in this country this year. Children are being murdered.
We cannot accept this. I can't do it, Wolf. I'm sorry. We can't do it.
President Trump, you say, what can you do? You can stop the guns from getting into these children's hands.
We are committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools and tackle the difficult issue of mental health.
Well, I'm just struck by the emptiness, the hypocrisy of Donald Trump's words, we will do anything to protect you.
Do you feel safe tonight?
That vital conversation has been drowned out and made impossible by mindless screeching about gun control led by blustery charlatans in the media. You know exactly who they are.
Hey, go to Google. They're lying to you. It is not a constitutional right to have a military-style gun, Gene. And yet, these Republicans keep spreading these lies.
Every one of these is tragic and terrible and an act of evil. That does not mean that 18 happened. So I think that it's just important to get the statistic correct. Like, this is you wonder why the people don't trust the media. It's because the media don't bother to do any of this. They just give you the bottom line, 18 school shootings. And then the minute you dig into it, you realize there were not 18 school shootings. There were three.
There is not a constitutional right. There is not a God-given right. There is not a fundamental right as an American to possess weapons of war.
What we need are laws,
but
real laws,
guards
that do everything possible
me
to
too.
Keep assault rifles out of the hands of people who are going to shoot our kids.
And we've got Jimmy Kimmel bashes gun rights. We can show you the article on Infowars.com with Jimmy Kimmel with video and photos of his bodyguards with their Glock pistols and more tucked in at his offices and at his house that protect him, but he says you can't have a gun.
No more guns! No more guns! No more guns!
You're chanting no more guns.
If these same gun enthusiasts were black and brown people with locks or braids and fatigues with guns, I have a feeling that some of the people watching me right now might be a lot more willing to have a gun debate conversation right now.
A Time magazine headline blared the following. Accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz was a member of a white supremacist group. PBS, UpRocks, many others, big news organizations ran stories claiming that this was confirmed by the leader of this white nationalist group.
The president didn't have a lot to say today about what he actually plans to do about school shootings.
Donald Trump does nothing.
Once again, we see the urgency for Congress to take true common sense action to prevent gun violence.
The goal? Gun seizures, ammunition regulation, the disarmament of the American population.
An armed militia is in the possibility that it all goes wrong. That's what it's for. It's not for when everything's going right. It's for when it all goes wrong. To deny the possibility that it could all go wrong, to me, you're lying.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Imagine federal officials marching from house to house, seizing hundreds of millions of firearms from law-abiding citizens, and then fining
exactly.
And imprisoning those who resist.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to be having our own gun debate here on the War Room. Thanks for watching.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We've got quite a show today. We're going to delve into this gun debate because it seems right now teachers in Florida are organizing anti-gun meetings and pushing students to go to them. We're going to have that report coming up. CNN's going to do a town hall, which, you know, of course, the whole agenda will be going after guns because that is the message. If you go north of Atlanta, there's a little town where they used to mine granite, and there's the Georgia Guidestones. And it says, never let the population go above 540 million. I believe that's how many people they want on the earth. And how do they do that? Well, first they got to get your guns. Then they can round you up and systematically exterminate you. And that is why we have a Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was not put there for hunting. It was not put for target shooting. It was put there, just like Ice-T said, as a last defense against a tyrannical government. And you would think all these people up in arms about Donald Trump would want to have their guns. They're out training. We had Antifa out training with AR-15s. You have groups that are saying, oh, only the police should have guns, when probably last year or 6 months ago, those same groups were saying police shouldn't have guns. Now they're saying they should be the only ones to have guns. We've got heavy metal singers calling for gun control and calling AR-15s kid killers, even though the AR-15 is not normally used in mass shootings. But this is something we should probably talk about. How did this guy, Nicholas Cruz, get his guns and go in and do what he did? And how were the signs ignored? Well, one, he didn't have any parents. And I think that is probably the root of most of these problems in America. People are too distracted and they're not raising their kids right. How many murders are in Chicago each day and nobody seems to care? I bet the murder rate in Chicago, it's not as big as it was last year, but it's probably several hundred right now. Maybe not several hundred, maybe like almost 100, maybe a little over 100, but we don't hear any outcry of that. And that's young men shooting each other, accidentally killing people who are shot with bullets that go astray. But we don't see any calls to action to stop the violence in Chicago or Baltimore, which also has a very high murder rate right now. Yeah, the big S-holes where Democrats have controlled the systems of power for so long, they have left giant ghettos in their wake. So we're going to get into that. I'm also going to do a review of Black Panther. I went and saw that last night. I had a little bit different take than Owen. I had a couple triggering moments. And then also, wait till you hear this article. 30 years ago, there were two young men who were found dead on train tracks. And of course, the prevailing theory was they were killed by the train. Well, now a pro wrestler has come out and said he was there when these boys were murdered and their bodies were put on the train tracks to make it look like they were killed by the train. And that's WWE star Billy Jack Haynes, who is now 62. I'm going to play you some of his video testimony, because it's one thing to come out and say it, but we're going to have the actual testimony from Billy Jack Haynes. And this goes back to these are some of the first bodies on the Clinton body count. If you have the Clinton body count list, you're going to see these two boys, Kevin Ives and Don Henry. In fact, look up the Clinton body count. And we'll come back to that after we go to this video from Alex Jones. It's sort of a mashup. And it's titled, The Left Wants Your Guns After Fomenting Imperialist Massacres. Here it is.
I've been really frustrated, obviously. There's been another mass shooting, more dead young people. It makes me sick. And I've been really upset as well, as a lot of you have, that we've had a lot of mainstream media, fake news, disinformation, seizing on the tragedy to blame the basic rights of all Americans and overturn the fundamental bedrock of our country. We didn't have mass shootings like this 60, 70 years ago because people were not this immoral. Now, there were cases of different gangsters and groups engaged in massacres, and there were examples of federal troops killing Native Americans en masse and Native Americans killing townspeople and villagers en masse. So you've always had massacres, and there were big battles out west and Mormons accused of engaging in massacres and other settlers engaged and accused of massacres of Mormons. And I mean, there have been plenty of massacres and Pinkerton security men going in and Rockefeller security men going in, even in the early 1900s and mowing down whole towns of gold miners and burning their towns to the ground. And I mean, there's so many famous cases of even in the 20s, the U.S. military crushing World War I bonus strikers who camped out around the Capitol building. So massacres have always happened, but generally they were state-sponsored or between warring groups. This modern thing of the copycat or the lone nut going out to climb up on top the UT Tower, that's about where you see the kickoff of that type of stuff in U.S. history in the 1960s. As I said, this stuff wasn't going on until the late 60s and then accelerating the 70s, peaking in the 80s. And then now it's been flat. And that's just the facts. But still, it doesn't make it okay. But I've said this, you've said this, you know this. If someone kills someone with a baseball bat or a knife, and there are as many people killed every year with blunt objects and knives as there are guns. In fact, many years more people are killed by knives, not just other objects than guns. Do we say ban knives? Well, actually, in the UK, they've been trying to make you get a license now for butcher knives and cutlery. It hasn't passed, but they're trying to nationally ban butcher knives and other large knives because they have much higher knife crime there in the UK than they would have, quote, gun crime. That is a crime where guns are used. So it's the human mind is the problem. And I know we all know that when we step back. But when they get Phil Mudd of the CIA / FBI on TV to cry about another one of God's children has died, or when we get Jimmy Kimmel up there crying, they have been instructed, just like Obama was, to emotionally try to punch our buttons. A lot of people have gotten comfortable and have believed that they're not going to get our guns when we've been 1 second to midnight many times and when they've already gotten many of our firearms rights curtailed in different areas of the country. And it is the global UN policy to completely disarm individuals under the UNIDIR Small Arms Treaty that Obama signed on to, but that we have not ratified. So this is serious. And anybody that gets up there and blames gun owners or Christians, like Jimmy Kimmel and others are doing, is a bigoted, lying sack of garbage. Jimmy Kimmel and the Democratic Party funding the Arab Spring and funding the Islamic takeover of much of the world, they have blood on their hands on record. And when they point at us and say that we have blood on our hands, it is asinine.
Let's just look at the abortion statistics in this country. In 2014, there were 652 legal-induced abortions that were reported to the CDC from 49 reporting areas. 652,000 kids. Back in 2008, it was 825,000. You don't see people calling for a ban on abortion, which I'm against bans of any kind. I think when you ban something and make it illegal, it makes it more profitable and more prevalent, which you see with the drug war that we're having. So, going back to that, I've been to Wounded Knee. You know how that happened? they starved the Indians out by killing out their entire food supply, the buffalo. And then they said, hey, we're going to give you guys food. Come on in. Oh, but you got to give up your guns if you want the food. So they rounded them up in an area. And then they claim somebody pulled out a gun with women and children, one guy with a gun being surrounded in a giant bowl. They were in the bowl. And up top, they had giant 50-millimeter Gatling guns. And they're going to say one guy took out a gun and fired at him. Okay, that's your federal government. That was your government that you love so much, that the liberals pray to every day. Their federal government killed the American Indians. They're the ones who eradicated them. It wasn't people deciding to go do this. It wasn't some company. It was the federal government. And they did that after they took their guns and disarmed them. Because a disarmed populace is nothing but slaves. And if that's what you want to be, go live somewhere else. We'll be right back with The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Due. Infowars.com/show is the free link to send out to everybody you know. Thanks for watching.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the Body, the Alpha. alpha power and the pollen block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. It's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The words and singing of two fine songwriters who are no longer with us, Johnny Cash and Tom Petty. And I'll keep this telling us to stand strong. And the next few weeks are going to be the left at its finest, trying to pull the heartstrings of America to get them to turn in their guns. But look, just answer me this question real quick out there in TV land. Everybody's watching us and listening to us. Infowars.com/show. When the government says turn in your guns, who's going to turn them in? Who's going to do it? It's going to be law-abiding citizens. We're going to go, well, we're going to follow the law. The people who signed up for their CCLs and who registered their guns, they're going to have to turn theirs in because the government knows where they're at. The government. Who's going to keep their guns? Who's going to keep them? Criminals. Criminals are going to keep their guns because they're criminals. That's kind of how it works. That's how the system works. So they're going to take all the guns from the law-abiding citizens. And the criminals are going to have guns, and what's going to happen? You're going to have tyranny from the masses. And the police are going to show up whenever they can get there. When seconds count, police are minutes away. So over the weekend, he was on Bill Maher's show. Vicente Fox, who's the former president of Mexico, basically blamed the Florida massacre on Trump, saying, when you talk tough, when you say America first, then this is what you get. And that got me thinking. And I looked up, here's an article from 2012. Mexico's drug war, 50,000 dead in 6 years. Most of those people were killed with guns. And it's illegal to have guns in Mexico. Isn't that funny? It's illegal to have guns in Mexico. 2016, 23,000 killed in Mexico's drug wars in 2016. Just 23,000, that's all. That's it. But guns are illegal. How does that happen? How does that happen? But they say guns are illegal, so how do they have guns? They have vigilante groups, and they arrest those people because they get guns to protect their villages and turn in the criminals. And they go, no, you can't do that. We work with the drug dealers. They pay us off. And that's how it works. So now we have this story on Infowars.com. Mexican president candidate vows to use UN to stop Trump border wall. Left-wing candidate Andres Manuel López Obrador stated he would use the global body to defend the rights of Mexicans if Donald Trump carried through with erecting a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. So see, we're not allowed to have our own border anymore because he's going to defend the rights of Mexicans to come in whenever they want. Guys, see if you can find the footage of the Mexicans coming across and throwing their drug bales in the back of the SUV. So that was Josh Owens and Joe Biggs got that footage on the border. So that's what he's defending. That's what Manuel López Obrador is defending. And while we look for that video, let's go to Alex Jones talking about reacting to Vicente Fox's comments over the weekend on the Bill Maher show. And there's a longer video. This is kind of a short cut up that I put together because these people are basically elitist scum. Here it is.
Vicente Fox is a predator. Vicente Fox is a globalist. Vicente Fox is preying on not just the Mexican people, but the people of the United States and the world. Vicente Fox is 6'6" and has a pure Castilian bloodline back to royalty in Spain. His people have been in Mexico for 400 years, and he doesn't have one drop of Native American blood in him that I proudly do. Thought I'd start a little transmission with that before we get to the video, because if you watch the Mexican Congress, they're whiter than I am. They're all over 6 feet. A lot of them got blonde hair, blue eyes. Not that that's bad. But it's colonialism. It never ended. They had Hungarian and German royalty over it repeatedly just 150 years ago or so. Look it up.
Look at all those white people telling the Mexicans what to do and calling you a racist.
Bill Maher, this globalist program, Friday night, last night. So I'm here doing the special report. And he badmouths America and Trump and says that President Trump is to blame. We're going to play the clip in a moment. For the 17 dead in Florida. And then you can search engine yourself. In the last 12 years, starting the first few years of his presidency, when it all started, over 180,000 dead Mexicans, mainly women and children, some men, have been found dead. And then there's countless graves out there. No one knows how many. So, since 1992, FBI statistics, gun crime's down about 60%. Mass shootings are big media events, but they're flat. Didn't happen until the 60s. They are up before the 60s, because it didn't happen before. But since the 60s, crazy people shooting people in mass for no reason, you know, starting a UT at the tower, it's been flat. And it's terrible. A couple hundred a year. Tens of thousands die by cars, tens of thousands die by lightning, you know, slipping in the shower. But you've got 160, 170, 180, depending on the numbers you look at. Look it up for yourself. Mexico is the world capital of homicide, kidnapping, murder, you name it. Beautiful country, great people. You add the numbers together, it's like 20, 30 times what we have here, depending on which year you look at. There's no debate about why is this happening in Mexico, where they disarm the whole public? The citizens haven't been able to own guns for over 100 years since they eradicated Pancho Villa. And then he's saying that Trump's to blame with no evidence. It's not about defending Trump. It's like, how did Trump do this? He doesn't even say how. And the media has this all over the news blaming Trump. And then there's no discussion because it dehumanizes all these Mexicans being killed by other Mexicans in the drug war. And then you just say, oh, Trump, you're responsible for 17 dead with no proof because of your rhetoric. Former Mexican president, mass shootings are consequences of racism like Trump's. When you speak out of the White House, this is aggressive, violent language, that's what you get.
Well, some take the initiative, we others react. And speaking about this sad, very sad event in Florida these days, when you speak out of the White House, this aggressive, violent language, when you discriminate, when you are racist,
right,
that's what you get. That's what you get. We need harmony. We need love. We need happy communities.
Right there, he's blaming President Trump for the shooting in Florida. It's insane. Coming up next, pro wrestler admits his role in a 1987 unsolved murder. Man, it's going to get
maximize
crazy.
Your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
So remember when I said that Democrats never let a good crisis go to waste, and we played that montage with the ballerina. Who's that guy? Rahm Emanuel.
Oh,
and Hillary Clinton.
Never
the ballerina.
Let a good crisis go to waste. Hillary Clinton.
Exactly.
The same.
We're joined by Darren McBreen now, and we're going to go over this. I think this is probably going to be one of the biggest stories if this really goes viral. Pro wrestler admits role to 1987 unsolved train track murder of two boys. Claims it was linked to cocaine smuggling ring. As he implicates criminal Arkansas politician in far-reaching cover-up.
He hasn't mentioned him yet, but I think we know who he's talking about.
I think it kind of sounds like this.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that. But Dem teacher organizes anti-gun meeting for Florida shooting survivors. Never letting a good crisis go to waste. Now she can get the students do you want this to happen in your school, students? And they go, no. And they say, okay, well, now we're going to talk for gun control. We're going to get gun control on the agenda. So they're basically going forward with this. We have a report from Laura Loomer, who's on the ground reporting for us. And basically every town for gun safety, it's run by gun grabber billionaire Michael Bloomberg. All right, here's that report.
My name is Laura Loomer. I'm on the ground here in Parkland, Florida, reporting for InfoWars. I have an exclusive report for you guys. I've obtained text message proof from a student at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas that proves that Sarah Lerner, one of the English and journalism teachers, is personally texting students on their personal cell phones, telling them to go to gun grabbing meetings held by Every Town for Gun Safety. And for those of you who don't know what Every Town is, it's one of the nation's largest anti-Second Amendment gun grabbing groups funded by, toxic Democrat Michael Bloomberg. And, the event is being held today at 3 p.m., and they're disguising this as, an event to spread the word about issues and help us make legislative change. So, it's really unfortunate because not only do you have a teacher probably violating teacher code of ethics by texting students on their personal cell phones, that's a really big no-no in this day and age, but you have a teacher who is obviously tied to the media as she is a journalism teacher herself, and she's lying to students, telling them to go to a meeting that is really about banning guns and taking away our constitutional right, our Second Amendment right, and she's telling them that this is to spread the word about issues. I'll keep you posted. This is proof that teachers and Democrats are working together with the media and anti-Second Amendment groups to spread left-wing propaganda to the students who were witnesses to the shooting, and they're really just taking advantage of this tragedy to push their own political agenda. So, reporting live on the ground from Parkland, Florida, I'm Laura Loomer.
All right, so there's Laura Loomer on the ground finding out that now we have teachers basically brainwashing students, telling them to go to this gun safety meeting, but it's really a gun grabbing meeting.
Well, it's just like the left too, to take advantage of young people. And obviously they're distraught right now. They're traumatized. And, this was a horrible thing that happened out there, but you'll notice not just the teachers, but you notice the mainstream media is doing the same thing.
Oh, they're going with them. Yeah.
Because there are plenty of high school students there at that high school who are pro-gun. We've had them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't see these kids on CNN or MSNBC.
But Snopes says we're wrong. Jaylen Martin, high school student. Snopes came out and said,
Well, Snopes, that's a gospel.
Yeah,
truth,
yeah. Right? No, they said this guy's not from Florida unless he has a hell of a commute. He's not anywhere near Florida. So they have a Jaylen Martin. It's the wrong one. However, student records reveal Jaylen Martin does attack Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. We have his we asked for this when he called us up and said, yeah. I go to the school. We said, send us some proof. So he showed us his ID and his schedule.
Hey, do you know who one of Snopes' biggest contributors is?
Oh, who's that?
I want George Soros. Oh. Actually, Soros and his son.
Well, and notice now Snopes is at the top of almost every search you do. Anything controversial, Snopes is there telling you what the truth is.
Yeah.
And CNN's having a little town hall with students and parents affected by the shooting. Today they're having their rehearsal so they can make sure that if anybody's going to say anything, they can get them out of the audience, out of the panel.
Okay.
So they're only going to have certain people.
So they're screening the audience like they always do.
Of course. That's what's going to be happening.
Typical CNN.
Now let's switch gears. This came across my desk yesterday and totally freaked me out. I mean, if I didn't think the Clinton body count could get any weirder. In fact, do we have that Clinton body count, article? These two guys are at the top. Kevin Ives, Don Henry, 16 and 17 year olds. And they were found dead on a train track back in 1987, August 23rd. And the prevailing notion was, they did something and fell asleep on the...
They smoked too much pot and fell asleep on the train tracks.
Right. That was the big story, the big controversy.
Parents didn't believe it. The whole town didn't believe it.
Well, they looked at them.
Even the investigators.
Right.
The local and state investigators didn't believe it. But every time the investigation got to a federal level, the federal government shut it down. And even Bill Clinton said, hey, I tried to look into it because Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas at the time. And he said that his hands were tied because the federal government was taking over the investigation. Of course, once he became president, he could have went back and said, I was always interested in that. I think I'll take another look, but he never did.
That's what happened when in Vegas. The federal government took over the investigation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And suddenly all questions and everything was going through them.
Yeah.
You know, the sheriff stood down and just let them walk all over the place.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
And we don't get any information.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have this article, pro wrestler admits role to 1987 unsolved train track murder of two boys, claims it was linked to cocaine smuggling ring, as he implicates criminal Arkansas politician. I did not have sex with that woman, and far-reaching cover-up. So this is Billy Jack Haynes.
And I remember Billy Jack.
Yeah, you could probably find video of him as a wrestler. He kind of reminded me of Dr. Death Steve Williams. Got that beard, kind of a bowl haircut, ripped. Anyway, so he was an enforcer in his off time, and we're going to play this video of his claim to all this.
And this is huge. Let me just point out real quick that remember to the run-up to the election, 2016, Google changed their algorithms to hide the Clinton body count.
Right.
And Fox News even talked about us, and they gave us credit because we broke the story. But we noticed when you went to Bing and you went to various search engines, you were easily able to find the Clinton body count. But in Google, as soon as you typed in Clinton body, was usually what the results were, Clinton body shops in various communities around the country. So they totally suppress this information. They don't want you talking about or us to talk about the Clinton body count. But this guy's breaking it wide open.
And here he is back in the day. This is Haynes right here in 1987. And basically he was an enforcer, and we'll play this clip. We've already run over, so we'll play that, when we come back, but it all has to tie in with Mena, Arkansas. And who was flying cocaine into Mena, Arkansas?
Barry Seal.
Barry Seal, one of the biggest cocaine smugglers in American history, was flying it in. They were landing in this little field. These boys happened to stumble upon a drug deal. Yeah. They grabbed the boys and, beat them up, kill them. Mm-hmm. And then put them on the tracks so the train can run them over and finish the job.
And also a lot of people that knew about it and or that were investigating it, this is also part of the Clinton body count because witnesses mysteriously started disappearing or killing themselves. And so the body count really increased because of these two kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because people were going to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
And now 30 years later, Billy Jack Haynes comes out. He's met with the parents of the boys. One of the parents is still, they have a private investigator the case still, and they are trying to get to the bottom of it. They set up a GoFundMe page, and I will give you that when we come back. I got to find the actual address of it. But, Billy Jack Haynes told private investigator Kevin Rouseval, that he was a drug dealer and he was working with these guys. He was an enforcer, and he wants to tell his full story, and he's going to name names. He keeps saying this, high prominent criminal politician
from
1987 who was directing action on cell phones back to the guys on the ground,
basically telling them what to do. What do we do with the bodies? And
hey, boss, what do we do? We got the bodies.
Yeah. And I mean, we're talking about two former U.S. presidents that were once part of one of the largest drug dealing operations in American history.
So we're going to play that video when we come back. Stay tuned. You're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We got Darren McBreen, and we're going to get to the bottom, hopefully, of some of the victims of the Clinton body count. Thanks for watching. Infowars.com/show.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Following last week's mass shooting that left 17 dead at a Florida high school, lawmakers in various states have launched proposals to arm teachers. Adon Salazar reports that legislators in Florida are drafting an amendment to a bill which would legalize the carry of firearms on school grounds. If passed, the bill would let employees carry guns on campuses if they passed background checks and were certified with training created by the state's criminal justice standards. Florida joins several other states that are drafting legislation that would allow some public school teachers and administrators to receive firearms training and be authorized to carry concealed weapons during the school day. In a press release Thursday, Representative Will Ainsworth said, "Our children are sitting ducks in gun-free schools, and as the parent of three public school students, I believe we must act now in order to prevent another tragedy." Currently, about one-third of states allow teachers to carry firearms on campus. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
30 years ago, I witnessed the murder of two teenagers on a railroad tracks, August 23rd, Alexander, Arkansas.
17-year-old Kevin Ives and 16-year-old Don Henry were struck by a train. The medical examiner has said that the boys were asleep and drugged with marijuana. The parents, however, disputed that claim.
I believe that law enforcement officers killed them.
Were they dead beforehand? Absolutely no, they were alive.
A former employee at the crime lab has said he discovered what appeared to be evidence of a stab wound. Malik has refused all comment.
Read my lips. I'm not going to comment.
The deaths of these two boys most probably were not accidental deaths.
And the cover-up began immediately.
In the late 70s and early 1980s, when I was in my 30s, I stood 6'3" and weighed between 260 and 300 pounds. I was very visually intimidating. I'm not proud to say that in the 1980s I transported and trafficked large quantities of cocaine throughout the United States of America. I bought cocaine from the largest drug trafficker in the United States, Barry Seal, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I would then sell that cocaine to contacts around the United States. Barry Steele later introduced me to a politician drug dealer from Arkansas. In 1984, that politician drug dealer asked me to kill David Kennedy, who I later learned was the son of very well-known politician Robert F. Kennedy, the brother of President John F. Kennedy. I was also an enforcer who provided muscle to other parts of the criminal element to ensure that their illegal business dealings were collected upon. In August of 1987, I was contacted by the Arkansas criminal politician and was asked if I would provide muscle at an Arkansas drug stop. I agreed to assist with security at the drug drop site. While conducting security for the drug money drop, I witnessed the murders of two young boys, Kevin Ives and Don Henry. They were murdered by other individuals who were working for the same criminal politician. Their bodies were placed on the railroad tracks to be mutilated by a passing train. I agreed to assist with security at the drug drop site. While conducting security for the drug money drop, I witnessed the murders of two young boys, Kevin Ives and Don Henry. They were murdered by other individuals who were working for the same criminal politician. Their bodies were placed on the railroad tracks to be mutilated by a passing train. In late 2016, I contacted Linda Ives and informed her that I was on the railroad tracks, and when her son was murdered, I was there. I have since met Larry and Linda Ives and their private investigator, Keith Roncival. I gave them a statement outing everything that I knew about their sons and Don Henry's murders. In my statement, I named three local enforcement officers, two local attorneys, politicians, and a local bar owner as those being on the scene of the murders in 1987. I also named the criminal politician who directed the events at the scene via cell phone with one of the attorneys, politicians, and me.
I'm scared of these people. I'm very scared of them.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, and there you have it. That is former wrestler Billy Jack Haynes claiming he was an enforcer for drug dealers. And if you notice his later footage, because you showed some footage of him back in his later career where he had like the Billy Ray Cyrus mullet.
Yeah.
And he looks like he'd been doing drugs. He's not as built. He's not as defined. And then you look at these older pictures of him, he looks like He-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see what happened. You can see, okay, that kind of corroborates. His physical appearance corroborates with somebody who is working with dirtbags.
And God bless him after all these years of being corrupt and being a drug addict and just being just a not a very good person, I guess you could say. He's coming clean now, and I think his conscience got the best of him. And this is a huge piece of the puzzle that we've been trying to figure this out for a very long time. And you and I were talking earlier how local and state officials in Arkansas, they would start these investigations and they would get pretty close to figuring out what went down, but it was always stopped by the federal government. Well, later, and by the way, we were also saying earlier that this was when Bill Clinton was the governor of Arkansas. Now, do you guys have that clip ready? Because I want to play this. This is a very brave independent journalist. Her name is Sarah McClendon, and she questioned then President Bill Clinton about MENA, Arkansas, and the whole drug trade. And this was during a press conference and a very, very interesting exchange. Check it out.
Sir, the Republicans are trying to blame you for the existence of a small air base at MENA, Arkansas. This base was set up by George Bush and Oliver North and the CIA to help the Iran-Contras, and they brought in plane load after plane load of cocaine there for sale in the United States, and then they took the money and bought weapons and took them back to the Contras, all of which was illegal, as you know, under the Boland Act. But tell me, did they tell you that this had to be in existence because of national security?
Well, let me answer the question. No, they didn't tell me anything about it. They didn't say anything to me about it. The airport in question and all the events in question were the subject of state and federal inquiries. It was primarily a matter for federal jurisdiction. The state really had next to nothing to do with it. The local prosecutor did conduct an investigation based on what was within the jurisdiction of state law. The rest of it was under jurisdiction of the United States attorneys who were appointed successively by previous administrations. We had nothing, zero, to do with it, and everybody who's ever looked into it knows that.
And here's the thing that gets me, Rob, is so that was when Bill was governor of Arkansas. He said his hands were tied because it was the federal government took over, but then he became president.
He could have looked into it.
So you're like, yeah, once you
for 8 years.
You would think he would be thinking to himself, $3 to $5 billion of cocaine trafficking in the '80s. You know, one of the largest cocaine operations in history. And I think he would want to maybe check into it, see what it was all about.
But he really is. He was the next Bush.
Mm-hmm.
He was pre-George, post-Daddy, right there in the middle. And, you know, he was already working with them.
And
with the drugs.
And this is the unholy alliance between the Bush crime family and the Clinton crime
exactly.
family. I mean, they've been friends, folks. Don't believe the hype. These two families are very, very close to one another.
That's why it wasn't really an election. It was a selection back in 92. And even though Ross Perot kind of mixed it up a little bit, I think they wanted Clinton to come in after a second Daddy Bush term. But here, there's a GoFundMe. You go to GoFundMe.com. Kevin Ives and Don Henry murders. And they've raised about 4,700 of a goal of 10,000. So check that out if you feel like finding out who get to the bottom of these murders. I mean, he said prominent politician. We need to find the clip where he talks about, hey, we were on the phone. He was directing it with cell phones.
Yeah.
Because he said, I watched a lot of clips on these. And there's one where he's like, yeah, they were directing it on cell phones. And it was the
same prominent Arkansas politician who was directing the entire operation from his cell phone. This was after the boys had been murdered. They wanted to know what to do with the bodies.
Right.
And whoever this prominent Arkansas politician was, he told them, this is what you need to do. Put them on the railroad tracks and let's run them over. And say they fell asleep.
And then they got the medical examiner to agree with that. Yes. He says no comment.
Mm-hmm.
Then it looks like, oh, we found stab wounds. We found their skulls bashed in. That doesn't matter. Let's just put it away. And I think if they were to look into this, they're going to find it was local police. Like the mother said, she believes it was local police that were covering it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they can never find anything. And the federal government gets involved and covers it. So it's a cover up on all levels.
Yeah.
I think it was top to bottom. Giant cover up. These guys stumbled onto something they shouldn't have seen.
They're at the wrong place at the wrong time. And
exactly.
And it's just really sad. And all these years later, it looks like that at least the parents will finally get some answers. So that's the good.
Let's hope so. And let's hope Billy Jack Haynes stays, away from small aircraft and, trains at this point.
Haynes also said he knows that his life is in danger now that he's come forward and you bet your ass he better watch out what he's doing. So let's hope he's going to stay safe as well.
Exactly. So look, as we go to break here, we're about to start another hour. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support what we're doing. I'm only doing a 30-second plug. 50% off all Super Blue products. 25% off BrainForce. 50% off Icarin. 50% off CellForce. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. It supports everything we do. We thank you for your support. You guys are really supporting us. We appreciate it. And we are going to take it to the next level. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. More of the War Room. InfoWars.com/show is the free link to send out to everybody you know.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
New from Emrex Essentials. Fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs.
Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emrex Essentials Natural Deodorant. Made with organic ingredients, this deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emrex Essentials Fragrance-Free Deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emrex Essentials Fragrance-Free Natural Deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Millie Weaver reporting for InfoWars.com. We are here in Denver outside of the state capitol building. Democrat politicians have declared Denver a sanctuary city, thus enacting laws and ordinances to make life easier for illegal immigrants and refugees, one of which is an ordinance which many are calling given that it lessens the punishment for public urination and defecation, thus turning Denver into another Democrat shithole. So, we've got our handy-dandy fake plastic poop, which we are going to be pranking passerbys on the street and letting them know that they need to watch out before they step in it. Oh, excuse me, ma'am. Watch out.
I'm so late.
Watch out. Oh, watch out, sir. Don't step in that. What do you think about the city's ordinance that they just changed, lessening the punishment for public urination and defecation?
Is that human feces there?
Well, that one right there is fake, but...
Oh, okay. Alrighty. I think that's terrible, and I think that people should be punished for doing those types of things in public.
Oh, watch out, sir. Watch out.
Yeah, I used to make those out of brownie batter.
Oh, watch out. Watch out. All right, I just want to let you know that's not real poop.
Okay.
Obviously, you wouldn't want to see somebody taking a shit on the sidewalk. Like, I mean, you wouldn't. I know, as sure as I wouldn't.
Public defecation and urination, that's always been a crime, no matter, you know, where you are.
They should have a bunch of different public restrooms, because that way, the people that are homeless and can't get to a restroom, they don't have to go out and do the violations that they do.
Well, there's benefits and disadvantages. They become a place for people to camp out, possibly to commit crimes. So, on the other hand, it does get the problem off the street. So, for every action, there's a consequence, isn't there?
And what's really sticky about it is a lot of people don't have anywhere to go, or they're on the bus, and there's nowhere for them to go to the restroom. Why not, you know, put some more restrooms out, more latrines, more something?
Other countries that... You know, they could take care of their own. Why aren't we taking care of our own?
I don't think the homelessness situation is going to get decreased anytime soon. So, yeah, I think that just more public restrooms would be easier.
Oh, he stepped in it. Watch out. Don't step in that. Oh, watch out. Oh, what do you guys think about the city recently changing the ordinance to lessen the punishment for public urination and defecation on the street?
Well, we're not from the city, so we just got here and stuff, so we don't know much about it, but that sounds like a bad idea.
Watch out, ma'am, watch out. Watch out.
Oh, good.
Watch out, sir, watch out.
I don't know, man, I mean, if you gotta go. I mean, that's obviously pretty nasty, you shouldn't be... in the street, but you know.
Are you concerned about your health and safety when you're walking around and people are pooping and peeing on the street?
I don't know. I haven't never thought about it that deep.
Watch out! Don't step on that. No, it's not real.
Don't pee in public.
I mean, and poop.
You know, or poop. Pee, like, that's one thing, public, but when you're pooping in public, that's a real issue. Like, no.
I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of concerning. I don't want to step in poop.
Oh, watch out, watch out. Yuck.
You put that there on purpose. That was a plant, right?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Yeah, of course it's gross. Yeah.
Oh, watch out. Don't step in that.
With as many homeless people as there are and no businesses letting them use the bathroom, it's probably a good thing because they don't need the charges that they would get for it because obviously they can't pay the fines and, you know, deal with all that. But at the same time, nobody wants to see people pooping and peeing either. I think they should probably...
And you guys might think this is funny, but if you go and check out articles from San Diego, well, they have a hepatitis A outbreak because people are pooping in the streets and they ban plastic bags so nobody can do, you know, do their business and throw it away. And they took away the toilets. And then there's actually poop maps in San Francisco. So you might think this is funny, but this is what liberals do. They turn everything into a giant shift hole. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. There's your poop map. You're watching The War Room.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Welcome back. Yes, Command Central. And I'm your co-host, Roger Stone, with my colleague, Rob Dew. A terrific piece of reporting there by Darren McBreen about the boys on the tracks. All of this is extensively covered in my book, The Clinton's War on Women, the definitive oppo dump on the Clinton crime family. Unspoken was the fact that the federal government, in the wake of the Congress passing the Boland Amendment, which barred the use of federal funds in the fight against the communists in Nicaragua, they first attempted to traffic cocaine through the state of Louisiana. But the state governor and the state police would not look the other way. Then they sought to traffic cocaine through the great state of Texas. But the Texas governor and the Texas Rangers refused to cooperate. And then they found a friendly governor, one willing to take his cut. His partner was Dan Lassiter, who would later plead to minor drug charges. But the disingenuousness of Bill Clinton saying, oh, that was a federal operation, is absurd. As Darren McBreen pointed out, this is the interlocking of the Bush and Clinton crime families in one giant criminal enterprise. Excellent reporting by Darren McBreen. Rob?
Yes, I would totally agree. And I was just reading over this Facebook post. So Linda Ives and her private investigator, Keith Rovensall, have two individuals that they've been talking with, and they call them cooperating individual one and two. So CI one alleges he was at the scene when Kevin Ives and Don Henry were murdered, and his information corroborates with CI two, and he puts CI two at the scene. And a more thorough investigation is being conducted on CI1 to see if he is good, but he's reluctant to come forward out of fear of retaliation. That's with a lot of these things. There's people dying all over the place that have anything to do with the Clintons. In fact, it's rumored, and I've been looking for confirmation on this, but when the Waco siege happened, the four men who were killed were former bodyguards of President, then at the time he was governor, Bill Clinton. And those were the ones who died. And then the Waco, the funny thing is then the Waco information was being stored in Oklahoma City. And that mysteriously then blew up with one bomb, but people heard two bombs go off. And then they pulled a third bomb out of the rubble that they kept talking about all day. And then that mysteriously turned into a car bomb and then a truck bomb that did all that damage. So you can just see how big the Clinton crime death count, the Clinton body count gets when you just start digging in. But it all goes back to these murders back in 1987. These are some of the first two bodies that appear on the body count. Now, I guess I have to ask, Roger, do you know about Billy Jack Haynes? Have you ever met him and talked to him about this?
I have not. This material became public after the publication of my book. And when I do the update, which is going to include the Hillary email scandal, not to mention the repository of emails that were forwarded by Huma Abedin to her personal server, I'll update the section on the boys on the tracks as well. But there's no doubt about the fact that a trail of dead bodies seems to follow the Clintons around. Now, some people have attributed as many as 57 individual murders to the Clintons. I think that's incredibly unfair. Rob, I can't ascribe any more than 32 murders to them combined.
Wow. And speaking about this murder, the rumors were that it was local law enforcement, Saline County politicians, and even high-ranking state and federal officials. So it was a cover-up that went to the top. They never got to the bottom of it. These guys had obvious trauma marks that were then covered up by a medical examiner. You got to get a medical examiner in your pocket if you're going to do a murder and cover up. You have to have that guy in your pocket. And it's really easy to do when everybody works for the same giant branch of government. That's kind of how it works. Roger, what do you want to get into today on for your segments of the War Room?
Well, a couple things. Congressman Eric Swalwell is at it again. In an interview picked up by Real Clear Politics, he once again reiterates the falsehood that I had advanced knowledge of the contents of the WikiLeaks disclosures regarding Hillary Clinton, and he recycles the falsehood that I knew about the hacking and publication of John Podesta's emails in advance. I addressed these both with him in the room under oath for almost 4 hours before the House Intelligence Committee. So one more time, I never claimed to have advance notice of the WikiLeaks disclosures regarding Hillary Clinton. I merely followed the tweets of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and his public interviews and retweeted what I learned. It's the Democrats who claim that I had advance knowledge. When I referred to a back channel, I referred narrowly to one journalist who confirmed for me a public comment by Assange in July of 2016, in which he said he had the goods on Hillary and he would publish them. That journalist, Randy Credico, has amnesia today, and he points out that this predates his first interview with Julian Assange. Irrelevant, because Mr. Credico knows others in the WikiLeaks news organization. By the way, everything that confirming source said turns out to be 100% accurate. Assange does have a bombshell of revelations, and he does release them in October. At no time did he or I cite the source or subject of that specific catch of information. As far as John Podesta is concerned, in January of 2016, in the Panama Papers, all of Podesta's shady Russian business dealings are revealed. There's the uranium deal, the banking deal, the gas deal. So when I say in a tweet, John Podesta's time in the barrel will come, no mention of emails, you notice, it is both a reference to the Panama Papers, also to an extraordinary opposition research memo prepared by Dr. Jerry Corsi, outlining all of which has already been made public, but has not been carried by the mainstream media. So there you have it yet again.
Now, I would not bore our listeners, except for Nick Kristof of the New York Times, repeated these same canards once again. So I have now addressed them. Hopefully we can move on. Again, I never claimed to have advanced knowledge of what WikiLeaks would publish. I merely, as Assange himself has said, followed what he said and retweeted it. Rob?
Well, once again, I think I've heard you say this many times, and it's amazing that we can't get the mainstream media to pick up on it or even follow up with you, Roger, and just get you saying it again. So even if they don't want to take our video, they can at least get that out there because, Jesus, this Russian thing just will not stop. And what have they done with all their investigation? The millions of dollars. Well, they've indicted 13 individuals they can't even do anything to because they're not even here in this country. The only way they can get those people is if they come here. That's it.
And one of them is, in fact, a caterer, which means, in fact, Robert Mueller has now indicted a ham sandwich. But no connection to the Trump campaign, no connection to the Trump family, no connection to any Trump associates. I'd hate to call this a nothing burger because that phrase is overused, but Mueller has nothing. And interestingly enough, if you look at the indictment, it appears that the Ruskies were paying more per head for bots than David Brock and the people at Media Schmatters, which means the Russians just didn't know the market. We here at InfoWars, of course, we do not pay for bots.
We don't need bots. We have the American people out there and other freedom lovers across the world that are sick and tired of having the thumb of the globalists on top of them. Because you can see what's happening now in our economy. It's starting to change. Things are getting better. And it's because we've reinvented ourselves with the America First policy. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. Thanks for watching. InfoWars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know. You're watching the world.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm your co-host, Roger Stone, with my colleague, Rob Dew, and you're here at Freedom Command Central. Yes, it's the War Room. I was surprised to read in Slate, on the Slate website, that I was among those who retweeted postings by these so-called Russian operatives. Now, this is interesting to me. I had to go back and examine it. Since I am no longer on Twitter, having been banned for life, it required some research. It seems that I specifically retweeted a photograph of Donald Trump wearing a cowboy hat. And the context was this. In 1963, on his way to that fateful trip to Dallas, JFK stopped in Fort Worth the day before. And at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon, he was presented with a cowboy hat. The president from Massachusetts declined to put it on. He did hold it up for the crowd and said, if you want to see me wearing this, you'll have to come to the White House next week. JFK was a man who knew he didn't look good in hats. So I simply tweeted, Donald Trump does what JFK wouldn't, puts on a cowboy hat in campaign trip to Texas. Send. Well, little did I know that the Tennessee GOP website where I saw this compelling photograph was evidently really run by the Russian bots. So this makes me a Russian agent. Rob, forget about it.
Yeah, it's amazing. The all-powerful Russian bot that can spend $100,000 and sway a whole election, even though it seemed like most of the tweets and things they put out, Facebook posts, were for Bernie Sanders. But we don't hear anybody asking Bernie Sanders, were you involved with the Russians? Are you part of Russian collusion? He's not part of this investigation. It's like Bernie Sanders didn't even run for president. And he's even attacking Trump, telling him he's a Russian agent. It's incredible.
Well, and also evocative of another key mainstream media talking point, that the Republican platform was changed specifically on the question of selling certain offensive weapons to the Ukraine. Those weapons, of course, have now been sold by the Trump administration to the Ukrainians in defiance of the Russians. But they never mention that. So if Vladimir Putin has Donald Trump in the tank, why is the Trump Defense Department and the Trump NSA supplying the Ukrainians with offensive weapons that the Russians object to? You never read that point, of course, in the mainstream media.
Well, that's just how they're disguising it, Roger, because, you know, if he did everything that Putin liked, then it would definitely look like he was working with him. But this way he can kind of disguise it, you know, that's how, right?
It really has gotten to the point of almost being laughable. So what's the purpose of these indictments? As you point out, these 13 Russians are not going to be extradited to face trial in this country. So one has to presume that Mr. Mueller is trying to prop up his sagging public relations. Most Americans, sadly, will only read the headline, Russians indicted for interference in the U.S. election. What then of Christopher Steele, the former British agent dealing with Russians, dealing with our own FBI, dealing with the Democrats? Is he going to be indicted for failure to register as a foreign agent? Is he going to be indicted for interfering in the 2016 elections? Or what about the Ukrainians who were heavily involved with Hillary Clinton, as Lee Stranahan has reported right here at InfoWars? Will they be indicted for interference in the American elections? Or what about the U.S. role in the election of Boris Yeltsin, where Michael Caputo, who has appeared here at InfoWars, was on the payroll of the federal government through the USIA, but essentially at the direction of the Central Intelligence Agency, and sent to the Russian state to assist in the election of Boris Yeltsin? Is that not interference in the Russian elections? This is really getting tedious.
It certainly is, and it's hard to keep track of all the different players and the angles because the story, of course, keeps changing. And I don't know if we're ever going to get, it's going to be about 5 years from now, somebody's going to write the definitive book of what actually really happened. It won't be a mainstream media, it won't be a New York Times writer because they're still caught in that Russian delusion, the collusion delusion. So they're going to keep it up. Roger, I gotta ask you about this. This came out today. Trump motorcade driver stopped after gun found in his possession. Now, he wasn't driving the president's car. He wasn't driving the beast, but he was in the convoy. And so the Secret Service, I found that's interesting that they found, here it is right here, they found the gun by doing a scan of the cars so they can scan, they can find guns in these using a scan, which I didn't know that they could do that. But then they reassigned all the drivers. They got rid of all the original drivers. So I guess in case there was something going on, which tells me the Secret Service is doing their job, they said, "Up, everybody out. Let's bring in a whole new set of drivers."
Well, of course, what it doesn't tell us is whether this driver was a federal official or whether he was a volunteer or what his status was. During the campaign, the drivers in the motorcade are largely campaign volunteers, usually trusted volunteers. But now that he is president, one presumes that all the drivers in the presidential motorcade would be both working for the government and, in most cases, licensed to carry a weapon. So a lot of questions about the media report.
Yeah, they say he was scheduled to be operating one of the press vans. It was his personal gun. He forgot it, and it was in there. And they determined a background check and said he was, you know, of course, legally able to have the gun. But with all this gun talk, I guess the Secret Service isn't taking any chances at this point, especially with the president. So it's good to see that. But I found it very interesting. They found that they said they were doing scans of the vehicle. So apparently they can scan these things and find and detect firearms through, were they doing an x-ray, a mobile x-ray? Who knows what they were doing? I know the Homeland Security and the TSA do have mobile x-ray vans for cars that they were setting up at checkpoints back in, I think, 2012. We did a story about that back in Tennessee. And they were using that to as an outreach to truckers to get them to see something and say something. So now it looks like this is being more widespread now. But very interesting to see this happen to the president just after we have this, you know, gun attack, this gun killing, mass killing in Florida. And, you know, Roger, I do want to get into that and maybe in the next segment. The Lamb of God frontman now, we got these heavy metal frontmen calling in, no more thoughts and prayers, that ain't working, we got to get rid of the guns. He wants to call them kitty killers. And I don't think these people realize that just because things are good right now doesn't mean things are always going to be good. And I don't think they understand the philosophy behind one of our shirts that has Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. It says mass murderers agree gun control works. I think people have had it too easy for too long.
Well, I'm glad to see the Secret Service doing their job. I frankly think the president takes his life in his hands every time he walks out the door. He's a man of enormous courage. I pray for him and his family every night. He is so changing the face of our politics and the direction of our country. He's an enormous threat to the established order and to the entrenched special interests. So God bless him and keep him. I'm glad to see the Secret Service doing their job.
All right, we'll be right back after this. You're watching The War Room. Roger Stone, Rob Dew here manning the controls in the Central Texas Command Center. We'll be right back after this short break.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I follow Americans.
Let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
All right, Tricky Dick was bringing us in there. You're welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We got Roger Stone also on the line as well, joining us via Skype
from an undisclosed location,
talking about all things Russian. In fact, Roger had a piece on John Brennan this morning. And also, it looks like Jared Kushner, the gaze of the all-seeing Mueller eye is going on to Jared Kushner. But here's that article about Brennan. Roger Stone, John Brennan is America's first hoax master general. Roger, get into that. What do you mean by that, hoax master general?
Well, I really had thought for some time that John Brennan is the former CIA director under both Obama and George W. Bush, is the criminal mastermind behind the entire Russian collusion delusion. Interestingly enough, Brennan starts predicting Russian collusion with the Trump campaign before it's fashionable. He seems to know about it before everybody else. And now Devin Nunes and the House Intelligence Committee Republicans believe that Brennan has dissembled about his knowledge regarding the origins and existence of the dirty dossier. In fact, Brennan is one of four officials who brief President-elect Donald Trump on the status of their Russian collusion and investigation. Looks to me like the master criminal, the Islamic convert, John Brennan, has got caught up in his own web of lies. This guy is the most duplicitous and dangerous of the shaved head brigade. And I have an extensive piece now at the InfoWars.com site outlining the criminality, and evil that is John Brennan. P.S. He has just joined NBC News as a paid consultant and their expert on intelligence matters. Can you say fake news?
And are we surprised? And, of course, when Trey Gowdy asked him if there was any collusion directly between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin, he said, I don't know. I don't know whether such collusion existed, because he has to play that role of the unwitting dupe. And then he's actually behind the scenes actually creating this narrative and working with other groups within the Obama administration to make sure that they could plant the evidence and use the FISA court to go after Trump. In fact, there was another article on InfoWars. Nunes will put DOJ FBI on trial if they abused the FISA law. He did an interview with Cheryl Atkinson. I'd like to play this first clip. Roger, he talks about no collusion, how it led to the unmasking. Let's go to that clip now.
So you're comfortable with saying at this point you don't see anything there?
No, there's nothing there.
What else?
So in that investigation, we've unearthed things that are very concerning. We know that there are unmaskings that occurred and probably were leaked to the media. This is intelligence products that were put together. The names of the Americans were masked.
Because it's so sensitive, Americans aren't supposed to be spied on by our intelligence agencies. So when they are captured, their names
are masked
right? Inside the government.
And what we found was happening is that in the last administration, they were unmasking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Americans' names.
Anybody.
They were unmasking people for what I would say, for lack of a better definition, were for political purposes.
How could they use that information?
We have no evidence that they leaked this information, okay? We only know this, that names were unmasked, and those names ended up in the newspaper.
In a derogatory sense, in terms of political enemies of the Obama administration.
Right, it's like political
dirt like
to
evidence.
Create a narrative and a
sounds
spin
like evidence, a leaking.
With the mainstream media.
Well, Roger, what do you make of that?
Well, I can tell you firsthand, Rob, since I was one of the victims of that unmasking. If you look at the New York Times on January 20th of this year, Inauguration Day, the headline, the original print version headline is Wiretap Data Used in Probe of Trump Aides. In that story, it says that the results of surveillance of Carter Page, Roger Stone, and Paul Manafort is being utilized in the investigation into Russian collusion. That is the direct result of unmasking. on a piece in the Stone Cold Truth, and I believe also at InfoWars, I finger Ben Rhodes, the Deputy National Security Advisor, as the mastermind behind that. Very clearly, the Obama people were not only improperly getting this information, but leaking it. Additionally, we have now the smoking gun of the CYA email that Susan Rice sends herself, trying to give Barack Obama himself deniability, which says, the president said in our inquiry into Russian collusion with the Trump campaign, we should do everything by the book. But then she goes on to say, we have to see if there's any reason why we should share this information with the incoming administration, which, of course, they do when Brennan and three others, including the ever-popular General James Clapper, you remember him, the guy who said under oath that we have no metadata collection program in the United States until Edward Snowden proved he was a liar. Where is he now? Teaching ethics at Vermont College.
Well, and I think by sharing it with the administration, she meant leaking it to the press so the whole world could see it, and then we can make a big deal out of something that doesn't even really exist. I think that's what she meant, right?
Well, this gets back to the central point we talked about last week, which is the Trump presidency can only succeed. Justice can only ultimately be done on all these issues if Trump gets control of his Justice Department. It is not incidental that John F. Kennedy appointed his brother Attorney General. It is not incidental that Ronald Reagan appointed his personal attorney, William French Smith, as Attorney General. The president needs an Attorney General who is loyal to the goals of the administration. Rod Rosenstein signed off on one of these illegal warrant requests and therefore was fully aware of the use of the dirty dossier. Why he has not been terminated just boggles the mind. As I reveal in a piece at InfoWars, he is one of the three amigos with Robert Mueller, James Comey, the third amigo being Rod Rosenstein. He gets his first job in public service from Robert Mueller. That is a stunning, egregious conflict of interest for which Rosenstein should be discharged.
And Rosenstein also was the one who picked Mueller, right? He's the one who said, Mueller, you come be the special counsel.
Exactly, and therein lies the conflict.
Yeah.
Rosenstein is also, ironically, the U.S. attorney who actually effectuates the cover-up of Uranium One. So any bona fide investigation into the government misconduct in what has to be the largest treasonous crime in American history would necessarily have to envelop Mr. Rosenstein, Mr. McCabe, Mr. Mueller, and Mr. Comey. Let's call them the four amigos, shall we?
Let's call them the four turds. That's what I want to call them. Now, Roger, it hurts my head just talking about this so much. I think during this break, I'm going to have to go get some brain force. I know that's what you like, but it really does help me concentrate and focus. I took some yesterday when I came up here and was working with Alex before the Sunday show. And, you know, while we're on that, go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the amazing deals we have. BrainForce right now isn't on sale, but it is still a great deal. Still $10 off the suggested retail price. And if you get AutoShip, you get another 10% off, I believe. $26 with AutoShip. So you buy a subscription discount. So get it every 60 days, get it every 90 days. Take BrainForce every day. We've had some amazing testimonials. Just read some of the reviews on BrainForce. And Roger, give us your review of BrainForce in the next 30 seconds.
Look, this stuff gives you mental clarity and mental energy when you think the tank is empty. But the thing I like about it most is after you take it, you're not amped up. You can sleep. You can rest. It doesn't make you jittery. This is a great, great product. The War Room would be impossible at this very moment without BrainForce Plus.
Exactly. Check out all the great deals at InfoWarsStore.com. It's how you fund everything we do. 50% off Super Blue products. Check it out.
Following last week's mass shooting that left 17 dead at a Florida high school, lawmakers in various states have launched proposals to arm teachers. Adon Salazar reports that legislators in Florida are drafting an amendment to a bill which would legalize the carry of firearms on school grounds. If passed, the bill would let employees carry guns on campuses if they passed background checks and were certified with training created by the state's criminal justice standards. Florida joins several other states that are drafting legislation that would allow some public school teachers and administrators to receive firearms training and be authorized to carry concealed weapons during the school day. In a press release Thursday, Representative Will Ainsworth said, "Our children are sitting ducks in gun-free schools, and as the parent of three public school students, I believe we must act now in order to prevent another tragedy." Currently, about one-third of states allow teachers to carry firearms on campus. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the "Don't Tread on Me," but instead it says "Won't Tread on Me," and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So just as the mainstream media has been covering every facet of a fable, we're trying to bring you every facet of the truth and what's really going on within our country and our media and our political system. On many ways, we started off with gun control, moved into the Clinton body count, and now we're on to the Russian collusion delusion. I'm joined with Roger Stone. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Is this breaking how the alt-right bot network took down Al Franken? That's right. That's right. Because Al Franken didn't put his hands on that lady's boobs. No, he didn't grope her. No, no, no. It was an alt-right bot network. Okay, this is from Newsweek. While everyone has been focused on the Russian meddling in the 2016 election, Al Franken's takedown originated in and was propelled by a strategic online campaign with digital tentacles reaching into all places. Japan. Oh, now it's a Japanese bot. Analysts have now mapped out how Hooters pinup girl and lag mag model Leanne Tween's initial accusation against Franken became effective propaganda after right-wing black ops master Roger Stone first hinted at the allegation. Roger Stone, you're being implicated in a Japanese bot network now. How do you like that?
Here we go again. You know, it's interesting that it doesn't matter how many times we knock these things down.
Oh,
I actually have a confrontation on radio with Tom Arnold, the out-of-work actor who keeps promulgating this lie. Nowhere in that article do they mention that eight other women, all Democrats, come forward and accuse Franken of inappropriate conduct. That seems to be missing. So all we did here at InfoWars is report this. Tomorrow's news today. That doesn't mean we invented it. It doesn't mean that we put Miss Tweeden up to it. I have never met Leanne Tweeden. I've never spoken to her. I've never communicated with her. I've never communicated with anyone around her. I believe her. I don't think Al Franken would have stepped down if these allegations were not accurate. But this is so typical. When it comes to who can throw out the most bullshit in the mainstream media, I would have to say the Daily Beast is the worst. Literally, almost nothing they write is true. Then there's CNN. The BBC is up there. But then you have to say Newsweek, which is why they're teetering on insolvency, and soon they will be gone entirely.
Well, I'm just angry because I'm looking for that tweet because it was a few months ago. I tweeted out just at the same time as you, and nobody seems to care, Roger. My name never gets mentioned in this, but you have been implicated in Russian troll bot farms, Japanese bot farms.
You're not a black ops master, but maybe someday.
Maybe someday. That's it. Yeah, you are a right-wing black ops master. You need that on a business card right now. Right-wing black ops master, Roger Stone.
Order those up immediately.
Exactly. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier. Meanwhile, we have Devin Nunez talking with Cheryl Atkinson, someone who was, her computer was hacked by the government. She was reporting on the government running guns into Mexico, and those guns were later used to kill, Border Patrol agents. You know, real crimes that also got covered up. People like say, oh, Obama didn't have any scandals. Oh, no, he didn't have any scandals. Just, a Supreme Court justice died mysteriously under his term. Nothing weird about that. The pillow was on top of his head. That's normal. That's how everybody sleeps. But let's go to, I took my brain force. Can you tell, Roger? Let's go to this clip from Devin Nunez talking with Cheryl Atkinson about Carter Page and his whole role in the Russian collusion delusion. Here it is.
Why is the Carter Page wiretap, in your view, so important? Carter Page is the former Trump volunteer advisor who was wiretapped apparently at least four times, three times, by the way, apparently after President Trump was elected. Why is that wiretap so important?
It really boils down to this. You had a campaign, the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic Party, went out and paid for dirt. They got it from Russians, by the way. Then they used that dirt and funneled it into the FBI. The FBI then used that dirt to get a warrant on a U.S. citizen who was part of the other campaign. A limited role, yes, but still to do that, it's wrong.
We asked your Democrat counterpart, Adam Schiff, for an interview, but he wouldn't do it.
Of course. Schiff's not going to talk. He only wants to go on NBC and talk, so he can just sit there and jettison his talking points and have no pushback. But here's the interesting thing. People like to say, oh, well, the date of when they started wiretapping them is here, so they only went from this point on. No. The NSA collects everything and they store it. So when you get a wiretap, it can go anywhere in time. It's like a wrinkle in time. You can go backward, you can go forward. It doesn't matter. So they were going all over the place looking for anything.
And it has to be renewed, as you know, Rob. It's not
every 90 days.
That's right.
They renewed it three times.
Exactly. So let's try to put this in some context. The FBI, took what they knew to be fabricated information from Hillary Clinton's camp and used it as the legal rationale for wholesale spying on the Republican candidate for president of the United States. This makes Watergate look like small potatoes. But where's the outrage? Where are those who say, oh, Obama was subverting the Constitution and jail to the chief? Where are they? They're strangely silent. What happened to no person is above the law that we heard endlessly in the wake of Watergate? Where are those voices? We have struggled to get the truth out here because the mainstream media just won't cover this narrative because they don't like it. At the end of the day, I say this yet again, justice will not be done until the president gets a Justice Department that is committed to the rule of law. Doesn't matter how much the mainstream media carries this story. Doesn't matter how much we expose here at InfoWars. At the end of the day, we have to wonder whether Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes and James Clapper and John Brennan and Admiral Rogers and this whole motley crew of criminals will be held legally culpable for their unconstitutional, illegal acts of political espionage. Because that's what this really is.
I totally agree with you, Roger. And just going, I've been reading over this article. Listen to the tale they weave. Okay, and how Al Franken was taken down. A pair of Japan-based websites created the day before Tweeden came forward, and a swarm of related Twitter bots made the Tweeden story go viral and then weaponized a liberal writer's criticism of Franken. The bot army in tandem with prominent real live members of the far right, who had Twitter followers in the millions, such as Mike Cernovich, spewed thousands of posts helping hashtag FrankenFondles and Franken is a groper meme effectively silence the testimonies of eight former female staffers who defended the Minnesota Democrat before he resigned. Oh, wait, I thought eight other people came forward. Oh, we don't talk about that. The operation commenced on November 15th when Stone, who is now banned from Twitter for racism and profanity, tweeted on one of his accounts, Roger Stone says it's Al Franken's time in a barrel. Franken is in the next long list of Democrats to be accused of grabby behavior. And then they go on to, they even mention InfoWars. Tweeden's account of Franken's groping was first amplified by a network of right-wing media, including KABC, which is where I think she did the interview, The Hill, InfoWars, and Breitbart, which mobilized within hours of Stone's tweet and released a picture of Tweeden and Franken at a USO performance before he was senator. Yeah, and then no, Charles Johnson. It just goes on and on about how we are all under control of Russia, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, look, we knocked this down weeks ago, but this is very typical of the way the left recycles stuff. They come back and revisit it, just like the Stone knew in advance about the hacking of John Podesta's email. No, I didn't. I never said I did. There is no evidence that I did. Now, when factcheck.org said there was no evidence that I did, and I cited that in my congressional testimony, they quickly popped up a story and said, and I quote, just because there's no proof of something doesn't mean it didn't happen, which kind of negates the whole purpose of factcheck.org, does it not?
It certainly does. And just the whole Franken thing is interesting. Here's a guy who's admitted groper. People come forward, say he's groping. But yet, because it comes out, and who knows if it was Twitter bots. You know what? Twitter's the one who's letting the bots on the network. You know why they do that? Because it makes people's tweets go up. They let people buy these tweets. They've let that exist, but only when it was for liberal talking points. Anytime anybody from the right says something, and there might be some Twitter bots in it, oh, we got to clamp down on everything. We got to, just like Facebook, we got to stop putting out news in people's feeds because it's not the right kind of news. If we can't control the narrative, then nobody gets to speak, and that's where we're at right now.
You never see any stories discussing how much media matters pours into SEOs, pushing all the negative crap that they put up about me and Alex Jones, all the money that they spend on bots. But you won't find that story anyplace. We get it, but it's not working. We're winning anyway because we tell the truth and the mainstream media lies. They are the purveyors of fake news. You can get the truth here at InfoWars. And before we're done, folks, please go to the InfoWars site because we are totally listener and viewer supported.
That's right.
And we need your help.
That's right. And we appreciate your help. It's helping us grow. It's helping us get bigger and stronger. And we are taking on the globalists and we're not going to stop. Thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/. After being revealed to have been complicit in fraud regarding the Steele dossier, and a year after the inauguration, this is what the DOJ and FBI come up with.
The indictment charges 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies for committing federal crimes while seeking to interfere in the United States political system, including the 2016 presidential election. The defendants allegedly conducted what they called information warfare against the United States, with the stated goal of spreading distrust towards the candidates and the political system in general. According to the allegations in the indictment, 12 of the individual defendants worked at various times for a company called Internet Research Agency, LLC, a Russian company based in St. Petersburg. The other individual defendant, Yevgeny Viktorovich Prigozhin, funded the conspiracy through companies known as Concord Management and Consulting, LLC, Concord Catering, and many affiliates and subsidiaries. The conspiracy was part of a larger operation called Project Lochta. Project Lochta included multiple components, some involving domestic audiences within the Russian Federation, and others targeting foreign audiences in multiple countries.
So the American public is to rally behind Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein because he indicted a group of Russians that made obsolete social media posts? Zero Hedge reported that Hillary Clinton outspent the Russians 53-1 and still lost. As the Daily Caller's Amber Athey details, according to reports, the monthly Russian budget for the operation to meddle in the election was $1.2 million. As Peter Hamby pointed out on Twitter, Clinton and supporting PAC Priorities USA spent approximately $800 million in 2016.
The defendants allegedly used that infrastructure to establish hundreds of accounts on social media networks such as Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, making it appear that those accounts were controlled by persons located in the United States. The defendants and their co-conspirators pretended to be grassroots activists. According to the indictment, the Americans did not know that they were communicating with Russians.
Will they use this to label the election a fraud? Well, currently, Rosenstein says no.
Now, there is no allegation in this indictment that any American was a knowing participant in this illegal activity. There is no allegation in the indictment that the charged conduct altered the outcome of the 2016 election. after the election, the defendants allegedly staged rallies to support the president-elect while simultaneously staging rallies to protest his election.
Meanwhile, George Soros's billions invested in his Open Society foundations freely wages war on American populism, funding Black Lives Matter, the media, and fueling the anti-Trump movement, even donating millions to support leftist district attorney elections in the United States criminal justice system. And Bernie Sanders is silent on his Russian support. Now the Russian social media circus begins. Meanwhile, George Soros and his Marxist cancer continue to spread throughout the United States. How stupid does the DOJ think the American people are? John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Isn't that interesting? Bernie Sanders doesn't have to say anything, doesn't have to answer, even though there's, oh, now he's being implicated that Russians were supporting him. And if you think that we don't have anything going on in any other countries on social media, I mean, come on. And people see through it, and they said this didn't affect the election. People were pissed off. They didn't want to see another Clinton. Case closed. Let's move on with our lives. You know, let's go find some vibranium like they did in that Black Panther movie. I'm going to get into this next segment. I'm going to give you my review of Black Panther and the mythical country of Wakanda. And, of course, it's got some, it's a black supremacist movie. And I'm going to tell you if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So stay tuned after the break. Don't forget, check out InfoWarsStore.com for all the great deals. We have 50% off Super Blue products. If you brush your teeth, if you use mouthwash, go check out InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. It's a great deal. 25% off BrainForce. Thanks for watching. InfoWars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim. Filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO. Made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
If you just heard me say, the control room was talking to me. I believe that was Marcos Morales. I wanted to talk about Russian bots. Marcos, we're going to talk about that in the next segment, because we're also going to talk about real bots, microbots. Microbots, that's right. We'll get into that next segment. Now, I want to get into Black Panther. Deadline Live is reporting that Black Panther has gone wild and is the second best Sunday of 60-plus million, with a three-day of 200 million and a four-day that shred Jurassic World and possibly Last Jedi. So this film has really taken on a life of its own. There were some fake tweets going out there that people were getting beat up at Black Panther showings. White people were. Of course, that turned out to be fake news. I went to it last night, and after we got out, we go back and we get the big tub of popcorn, then we get a refill, and we bring that home with us. And so the other, we didn't bring the little kids with us, so they wanted some popcorn. But in front of me was a guy, he was a black guy, and he was getting the Black Panther commemorative bucket of popcorn and a t-shirt. And it took him a while to get. He turned around and said, "I'm sorry." And I'm like, you going to see the movie? He's like, "Oh yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?" I said, "Yeah, I saw it. I think you're going to like it. You're really going to like it, because it really is. It's a black supremacist piece. Wakanda, this mythical nation, is literally the Switzerland of Africa. They have the best standard of living. They have this amazing technology. Funny enough, though, with all this technology and all this, you know, vibranium that's under the earth that they're mining and keeping secret from the world. They have a capitalist society. Yeah. Every time they cut down to a city scene, people are selling stuff. There's vendors. It's not socialism. Okay. It's not anything like that. Now they do have sort of a, I guess a quasi-caste system. You know, there's a king who's their leader and then there's these women who are the foot soldiers and they seem to be the best fighters. So the king's male, all the best fighters are female. And they use this sort of technology. Oh, by the way, spoiler alert. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention that. I'm going to tell you everything that happens in this movie because I got to do that in order to give you my opinion on it. But so here you have this secret society living, they're disguising, that they live in, you know, this beautiful city, this technological marvel compared to the rest of the world. They built up their system while everybody else just kind of fought and did their own things with the world. They stayed neutral. They stayed to their own, just like Switzerland did. And now you look at Switzerland, it didn't join the EU, and it's got the highest standard of living in Europe. And they protected their borders, they didn't get involved in international disputes, and they made a lot of money doing it. Now that becomes a theme throughout the movie where different members keep saying, well, hey, we could help people and do this, and we could do this. One of the protagonist female is always trying to help people from other countries. So the other neighboring African countries, and she wants to know why they're not helping people more. So that's sort of a theme going through the whole movie. In the beginning, Black Panther's dad, who is then the Black Panther, kills his brother because his brother is going around and he stole some vibranium and he's arming, basically he's using that money he got from the stealing of the vibranium to create militant groups all over the United States and other countries. So they have little secret societies. Someone called into the show today and likened it to the Vatican. So they have sort of this religion where they worship the vibranium and the panther and they go into these, you know, religious ceremonies where they choose their king. They have spies in every country. They're technologically superior and they don't get involved in other countries. Those little things there, those are little EMPs, mini EMPs that actually kill the car. So they have this amazing technology. Now the only white people are Bilbo Baggins and Gollum. Those are the only white people in the movie, pretty much. There might be some other bad guys in there, but basically this is a black supremacist film where there's this one country is the peak of evolution. And one of the guys, one of the white guys, Gollum, teams up with the son of the king's brother. And he's going to come in. I'm going to spoil it for everybody. I don't care. If you already saw it, you're going to agree with me. If you didn't see it, you'll go see it. I thought overall it was a good action movie, great special effects. A little too violent, I think, overall for my taste. But getting back to that, so the king's brother's son comes back and he wants to reclaim the throne and take over the vibranium. But why does he want to do it? He wants to do it to share the resources with the world. And he stopped. So there's this conflict going on with, you know, even the tribes of the Black Panther world can't get along with each other. They start fighting and there's a big fight scene at the end because nobody wants to agree with what they want to do. Going through my notes here. But at the end, the Black Panther learns a very important lesson that, hey, you have to go out and help the world, but you don't do it by arming different sides like creating ISIS or creating Antifa and arming these groups. No, you do it by actually going out and helping people. And so I think it does have a positive message at the end where you do need to get involved. I think we do need to get involved in the world, but in the right ways. We don't need to get involved by arming different groups to take over governments, to overthrow governments and install dictators. If you're going to make real change in this world, you have to start by one, cleaning your house first. Start by cleaning your room, then you clean your house. And then you can help other countries evolve and expand. So Wakanda has basically, they've cleaned their house. They're ready to move on and help the world. And so I don't have a problem with it being an all black cast. I didn't think it was racist at all. There wasn't a scene at the end when the king's brother's son kills himself and he says, I don't want to live as a slave. That's how my ancestors lived. They jumped in the ocean and killed themselves rather than die or living with chains. And so he kills himself. And so he died on his feet rather, or actually he was kneeling rather than living like a slave. And that was sort of a little kind of a knock on the white people. And there is a colonial, they call all the white people colonialists the whole time. Meanwhile, they have all these riches and wealth and they don't share it with any other African nation. Okay. But we're bad. We're bad. Incidentally, Michael Zimmerman was telling me about a Pastor Manning, sermon where he was yelling at his congregation for literally, you know, saying, listen, we didn't have big cities in Africa. White people came and built those cities. And whether you want to make it a white or black thing or not, that's up to you, because other people were also involved. It wasn't just white people going into Africa. You know, Middle Easterners were going in. They were getting black slaves. Were there big civilizations in Africa in ancient times? Yes, there were. Did they build, did Africans build the pyramids? Yes, they did. You can go to Egypt and see the evidence still stands. But in the end, the whole basic thing is coming together and using your power. With great power comes great responsibilities, a theme running through most Marvel things, and using it for good. So at the end, I think it had a great message. There were definitely, I don't have a problem with, you know, I like Shaft. I like Superfly. Those had black superheroes. I didn't have a problem with those movies. I thought they were great. I even know, the director's, the son of the guy who made Shaft. Great family. And so all this stuff about it being racist, it's just a bunch of hogwash to get people fighting with each other. So don't fall for it. We do have to come together. We do have to work together. And if we are going to be the melting pot, we're going to have to be a melting pot with lots of different races, colors, and creeds. And all we have to realize is that we do breathe red blood and that we want freedom and that we shouldn't give up our technology, aka our firearms, just to please a small vocal minority, which is going around now. And when we come back, I'm going to play a clip of a girl that went, it went viral over the weekend. This girl shaved her head and was screaming about gun control. We're going to talk about that. And then also the microbots. What are they? What do they mean? What are they doing? And the headline of this motherboard article, forget Boston Dynamics, robot dogs. Purdue's microbots are the real nightmare. It's not about making something big. It's about making it really small. That's what's coming. And that's what we should be worried about. We should be worried about this technology that is invading our bodies. We should be worried about the technology that ESPN is using to go through your television and take pictures of you in your house. That's the kind of stuff we should be worried about. Not whether we should be disarming law-abiding citizens claiming it's for everyone's safety. Because you're never going to get safety. You're going to get a tyranny. Those who demand safety, oh, I'll find the clip at the break because I think it's a Benjamin Franklin clip. Those that demand, I don't know, we'll find it. I don't have these things at the tip of my tongue. I don't get to host much, but I do get to host today. And then the last half hour, we're going to have Michael Zimmerman and Harrison Smith going to have a hijab fashion show because it's now fashionable to wear the hijab, as they say in England. So we'll be right back with all that and more. You're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males.
Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
That quote I was fumbling around with at the end of the last segment, it goes like this. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. That's a quote from Ben Franklin, who's a well-known drinker of beer. Good guy. He also said beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. And I agree with that. And then contrast that with this degenerate-looking front man from the band Lamb of God, Randy Blythe, who wants stricter gun laws. No more thoughts and prayers, he wrote on his Instagram account. He asserted that AR-15 rifles should not be legal because they are used for hunting men, not deer. They're also used for protecting your family, buddy. And there's plenty of people that have used them to protect their families.
Some don't like the term assault rifle. Okay, cool. Why don't we call them kid killers? Why can't we get a little kid killer control happening?
Hey, why don't we get rid of victim disarmament zones? Why don't we get rid of the signs that say, hey, come here and shoot everybody? Because we don't have any weapons. Oh. He doesn't understand how nature works. And then we have this. Emma Gonzalez shaves her head and posts a video called We Call BS that then Facebook gets behind and makes sure everybody's feed in America sees it. Thereby it looks like it has 20 million views and everybody's going to support her. Let's go to that video. We Call BS.
If the president wants to come up to me and tell me to my face that it was a terrible tragedy and how it should never have happened and maintain telling us how nothing is going to be done about it, I'm going to happily ask him how much money he received from the National Rifle Association.
Because now the NRA killed these people, even though NRA members are the most law-abiding citizens in America. Fact check, false. Hey, I'm a good bot. I'm a good bot. I listen to what I'm told.
It doesn't matter because I already know. $30 million! To every politician who is taking donations from the NRA, shame on you.
Hold up. Okay, how about this? Pause it for a second. To every politician that's taking money from Planned Parenthood, where hundreds of thousands of little babies are killed each year. Hundreds of thousands of babies are ground up by scalpels that go inside women's uteruses, grind up these little babies, and then they sell their body parts out on the black market. Now, I don't see Emma Gonzalez shaving your head for those babies. All right, keep going.
In February of 2017, 1 year ago, President Trump repealed an Obama-era regulation that would have made it easier to block the sale of firearms to people with certain mental illnesses.
No. Sorry. Pause 1 second. Obama's Social Security gun ban opened the door for beneficiaries to be investigated if they were under mental duress and needed help with their finances. Doesn't say anything. It says they're Social Security beneficiaries. A beneficiary who had his check sent to a third party could catch the Social Security Administration's attention and be investigated and be turned over to the National Instant Criminal Background Check. So all he's saying is, hey, you may be poor, but you have the right to defend yourself. That's what President Trump's saying. Duke psychiatry professor Jeffrey Swanson criticized the ban, saying it targeted the vulnerable rather than the dangerous. Those are the people we should allow to protect themselves. These are the people that can't afford armed guards. Like Lamb of God frontman who has security at every show. Armed security. Like Al Franken. Like Jimmy Kimmel. And all the rest of the dirtbags. Like Michael Moore. The House voted to repeal the ban on February 2nd, the Senate February 15th, and President Trump signed the repeal on February 28th. So it is even about mental illnesses, even though NBC News reports it as mental illnesses. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with people getting Social Security checks sent to a different address. And they go, oh, you can't do that. It goes to a P.O. box. We're going to investigate you. We're going to take away your ability to have a gun. And that's the poor people that everybody wants to protect. All right, got a few minutes left before I got to make room for this hijab fashion show. We're not going to play the rest of that. You can go watch it yourself. It's called We Call BS. And please, call BS on it. Forget Boston Dynamics robot dogs. Purdue's microbots are the real nightmare. There was a show. It was an animated. I don't think it was Pixar. It was about the inflatable robot that's supposed to help people. But the kid who, his brother invented the inflatable robot, but the kid, and was it Euro 6? Hero 6, yeah. Yeah, that he invented basically these things, little microbots that come together and form giant things. So here they are. How do these things move, they ask? I think they use magnetics. So these little microns, these are 400 to 800 microns in length, about the size of a grain of sand, shaped like dumbbells. They're outfitted with magnetic end caps that enable them to tumble continuously over varied terrains. Now, yeah, one or two of those, not a problem. What about 100 million of those coming at you and building, you know, this is what they're going to use to build bridges. These will probably be used for good for the most part, but somebody is going to invent them to do something bad. And so they tumble into your mouth and choke you to death. Or they tumble into your mouth and then explode into your neck and kill you. But look at that. The little bitty bots, the microbots, they're coming for you. And should you be concerned? So there was a Black Mirror episode. Everybody sees that Boston Dynamic robot. If you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. It's called Metalhead. And these are these dog-like robots that are very smart. They have AI and they're running around hunting humans. They're sick of humans. They're getting rid of the human race. They are keeping in with the Georgia Guidestones and keeping the population down to 500 million, probably even less than that. But of course, so people look at the big robot that could open doors and climb up stairs. Like here it is opening a door. They're looking at those and going, oh, geez, how are we going to beat that? These are the ones you have to worry about, the microbots. The microbots are going to get you. Your hackles may be raised even further. Graduate student Chaeyoung Bai published a journal in Micro Machines. He proposes injecting microtums into the human body. Okay, so there it is. The Multiscale Robotics Automation Lab is going to be putting these things out. So this is the kind of technology we need to watch. These are the debates we need to worry about. Guns, I think the debate on guns is over. Okay, the FBI should have been doing their job. The kid didn't have any parents. The cops were called to his house 39 times. Yeah, at some point, that kid needs to be put on a list and not be allowed to get guns. He got his gun in January. The FBI ignored, or just the year before, the FBI ignored a plea from two different people to say, look into this kid. And yet nothing's happening to the FBI. Oh, we got to take everybody else's guns, but we get to let the FBI keep guns. All right, that's it for me. Harrison Smith, Michael Zerman are up next. It's been real, everybody. Thanks for watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Go to Infowars.com/show to support us. We appreciate InfowarsStore.com to support us. Not Infowars.com/show. InfowarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality Infowars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfowarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfowarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally
naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Michael Zimmerman, joined by Harrison Smith, taking over for Rob Dew here in the last little bit of the War Room. We're going to be diving into a bunch of articles here. But first, I just wanted to tell you about some specials that we have going right now at the InfoWars store. We can't do this without you. We're completely listener-supported, so we'd really appreciate it if you would check out the InfoWars store and keep the ship running. Icarin just came out last week, it was last week. It's a great, great formula for liver and kidney support, and that's 50% off. And also all the Super Blue products as far as the toothpaste, mouthwash, the entire line of Super Blue products are all 50% off. Cellforce and the Real Red Pill are also 50% off. So we've got a lot of specials running right now. Check them all out at InfoWarsStore.com and support this operation. So Harrison, you had some articles you wanted to jump right into here.
I do. Do you want to do the?
I think we should.
Where should we start? Start with the hijabs?
Yeah, I think we should
start with the hijabs. All right, this is a headline from Daily Mail. It says London hosts modest fashion week to celebrate hijabs and long hemlines, and it notes just a month after women in Iran burned headscarves in protest at Islamic dress. So this is just, you know, a modesty fashion week. And I thought, you know, we would embrace it, embrace the diversity, embrace the modesty that, our Islamic friends are, foisting upon us. And we're going to have a little hijab fashion show. We're going to show you some
wonderful judges
fashions
here on the War Room of the latest trends in hijab fashion.
Yeah. And so again,
go back to that thing that was just on screen there, the article there. I'm not understanding this one on the left. You've got the hijab on, trying to be modest, but then also, you know, the tight leather dress.
Do you not recognize
her? Skirt. Is that Lindsay Lohan?
That is Lindsay Lohan. Rumored Islamic convert Lindsay Lohan was at this, this article says, who's never openly admitted to converting to Islam, was spotted at the event wearing a hijab.
I didn't know cocaine was permitted under Sharia law, but.
Well, you know. Yeah, that it is. It almost looks like she's wearing a baseball cap with a hijab. I don't.
This is so ridiculous.
It's all right. So it's not ridiculous. This is modesty.
This is where we're headed. So we better accept
it. Just very quickly, it says more than 40 designers from around the world showcased scarves, hijabs, and loose fitting maxi dresses at the annual style showcase organized by something Ilan, who says modest fashion is one of the fastest growing consumer markets. I'm not actually upset that. Modest fashion is one of the fastest growing things. I don't think that immodesty is necessarily a value to be pursued in a culture.
But there is a difference between wearing modest, respectable clothing in the workplace, like Jordan Peterson and others speak about, mm-hmm. compared to telling women they can't leave the house without their husband's permission or show their face in public.
Right. And just, you know, and just to counter that argument before we even get it, here's a couple headlines again from today. This is from today on Breitbart.com. Teen in Sweden beats sister with a baseball bat for refusing to wear Islamic veil. So that's a 19-year-old in Sweden has been charged with abuse after he beat his 14-year-old sister with a baseball bat because she refused to wear an Islamic veil. Here's another one from, again, this is from the 15th. Hijab compulsory in around 150 UK schools. Government is, quote, too politically correct to step in. So again, that's compulsory. If you go to these schools in the UK, there's 150 of them. The children have to wear the hijab.
And I don't have the article with me right now, but there was a story that came out last year in Germany about how they were telling these young schoolgirls who have had skirts as part of their school uniforms for years that they were not to wear skirts anymore as it would tempt the migrants to rape them.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's and that's the whole idea behind the hijab is that it's not the men's responsibility to keep control of their own emotions. It's your responsibility.
Here's the article right here on InfoWars. German schools order girls not to wear short skirts to avoid offending Muslim migrants. Parents warned revealing clothes could lead to attacks.
Right. And this dovetails perfectly with this liberal idea that men are just, you know, they can't help it. They just have to rape all the time and that, you know, they have to be trained not to rape.
Well, what was the one article? The defense for one of these Muslim migrant rapists was that he was having a sexual emergency.
Sexual emergency.
Right. Yeah. So you've got to go out and rape someone because you're having a sexual emergency.
All right. So without further ado, let's try to squeeze it all in this last segment. This is the hijab fashion show. Can we pull up those pictures? Number one is a good one to start with, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is beautiful. This is from the Liberation Collection. And this is what you want to wear if you really want to stand out from your husband's other wives. You know, when you're just one of nine or one of eight, it can be hard to get the attention of that special man in all of your lives.
And you want to be number one.
You would, you know, right. Preferably want to be number one. So that is, that's how you stand out from your other wives. Now,
she's got the heavy makeup going on there. And mm-hmm. We should note she's wearing just the hijab, not the full-on niqab or niqab.
Yeah, or burqa, right.
Right, the full facial covering.
Mm-hmm. Some would say that's because she's a whore. Now, I don't subscribe to that. But
in some places, she might be stoned for dressing in this way.
You know, we have other, right.
Well, let's be tolerant. Let's be tolerant.
We are very tolerant. This is, let's go to number two. And this is a nice, full body fashion. This is sort of more what you were talking about. And this is for when your husband, actually lets you leave the house. Because, you know, when you're, you know, allowed to leave, you may have a male guardian, but you're still going to want to look your best. And again, this does show the face, which may mean you're a whore, but at least it has the full body.
She also has painted fingernails, which unless her husband picked that color of nail polish, that might be expressing a little bit too much individualism right here, which we wouldn't want that. But otherwise, it's a good contender here. This is some good hijab fashion.
But it is modesty week, so let's go even more modest with number three on our list.
Oh, wow.
There we go. A group of lovely women. This is the Desert Collection by Hefty. Yeah, that's the, they use their trash bag technology with, drawstring capabilities to keep women not just from getting sand in uncomfortable places, but also prevents them from being stoned. As you were, mentioning earlier, this is a all around protection from Hefty.
And also, as advertised, it locks odors in.
It does lock odors in, which is, you know, it's just Hefty's making great strides, right. And
untapped markets.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So this is, let's go to number four here. This is a great one for people who thought that last one was a little whorish. There it is. This is a style we like to call ninja chic. Mm-hmm. And, first popularized in, Japan in the 1400s. You can get the same look, for pretty cheap at Macy's or any other outlet.
Now,
very nice.
You will notice that this look is not actually being embraced in Japan these days because right. Japan actually doesn't allow in these hordes of Muslim migrants.
Because they're racist
exactly.
And not tolerant.
But you will also note that they don't have these issues with terrorism that the West has seen.
That's very true. Well, so this is ninja chic. Now let's go on to the next one, which is just the slightly more modest version. As you can see there, it has the bridge in the center that doesn't let the eye opening get too wide, but you'll notice that it's still wide enough, and you can see in this picture, you can still see the terror in her eyes as you come to beat her. So that's nice. You can see it there. She is terrified, and you want to be able to see that. You know, you want to get right. something out of your ability to lawfully beat women within Sharia law.
That's nice. Just totally acceptable within these countries.
Yeah. So let's go to number six. Is this, we zoom out. See, now this one is excellent. This one you can't see a single part of the body. As you were mentioning earlier, this is what you want to look for.
This is good.
Right. You want to remind, you don't ever want to be reminded that these people are actually human, right? You want them just to be sort of a faceless mass that is there.
Well, as we know, they're just objects for their husbands.
Right.
And, you know, to beat and.
We have to remember that these aren't people. They are objects, right? Because we are good Muslims. Now, Let's go to the next one. Which is the next one here? Oh, what is that? Don't show that.
Oh,
no. Put that away.
Yeah, can we show this? On TV?
Stop that. Stop. That's no.
I don't think we can show this.
Turn
on
that
TV.
Down. Put that away.
This,
I don't know how
this is a woman in Iran who's
oh, thank God. Oh,
removed her hijab.
Yeah, that was Iran. Thank God we got past that.
We can't have liberation like that. You see, the left doesn't talk about it. You see, they don't cheer for these women who are demanding their freedom in these countries.
Right.
They don't embrace it. Instead, they go for, the hijab fashion week, the modest fashion week. Well, we'll be right back after this quick break on The War Room. Stick with us, Infowars.com/show.
Following last week's mass shooting that left 17 dead at a Florida high school, lawmakers in various states have launched proposals to arm teachers. Adon Salazar reports that legislators in Florida are drafting an amendment to a bill which would legalize the carry of firearms on school grounds. If passed, the bill would let employees carry guns on campuses if they passed background checks and were certified with training created by the state's criminal justice standards. Florida joined several other states that are drafting legislation that would allow some public school teachers and administrators to receive firearms training and be authorized to carry concealed weapons during the school day. In a press release Thursday, Representative Will Ainsworth said, "Our children are sitting ducks in gun-free schools, and as the parent of three public school students, I believe we must act now in order to prevent another tragedy." Currently, about one-third of states allow teachers to carry firearms on campus. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
New from Emrex Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emrex Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emrex Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emrex Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Thank you.
to the final segment of the War Room today. We just did our 2018 hijab fashion show where we judge some of the latest trends in hijabi fashion. But something else that people are kind of calling out as a little improper was Fergie's singing the national anthem at the NBA All-Star game. People are calling it one of the worst renditions of the song of all time. Have you heard anything about this?
I have not heard it, except I did see a gif of reactions to it. So all I've seen is the reactions. I haven't actually
heard all these players. So we've actually, here's one article about it from the Hollywood Reporter. Viewers slam Fergie's national anthem performance at NBA All-Star Game as worst rendition ever. She's kind of tried to make the song into some sexy ballad. Not really something that's appropriate. But we're going to go ahead and play a little bit of it here today. And of course, unlike the NFL, we're going to have to stand for the national anthem. So let's go ahead and run some of this very disrespectful rendition and give our thoughts on it. And also keep the players' faces in mind when you're watching this, because their reactions are priceless. Here we go.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly wail at the twilight's last gleaming.
I'm gonna have to take a knee for this one.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the pale.
They're like, what is going on here? All right, let's skip real quick to about three quarters of the way through it. Through this clip, just go ahead and jump. Because the look on these guys' faces is just priceless as she's singing this. They're like, what is going on here? they're trying not to laugh. And then Jimmy Kimmel, one of the comments I read, it's kind of hard to see with how dark the screen is, but one of the comments is reading on there is Jimmy Kimmel's just sitting there going, oh, I know what my little opening monologue tonight's going to be.
Right.
Cause this is just pretty bad.
Brave.
So Roseanne Barr actually called it out, saying that this could be worse than her performance. Mm. So her performance in 1990, set a new standard for wretchedness. Apparently she did some vulgar performance that President Bush called her performance disgraceful. And opera star Robert Merrill called it a national disgrace. And then Roseanne Barr's going and calling out her performance as worse than her own.
Well, I mean, it kind of reminds me of, it ties into just all of the sort of pop culture trash, how a lot of times you see people perform now and it's not about the music at all. It's about, I can't remember who it was that was commenting on this that I saw, but I thought that's exactly right. It's all about how much they feel and just how impassioned they are. And it's like, that's what Fergie was doing. She wasn't just singing the national anthem. She wanted you to know how much she felt about it. And it was all about getting her emotion.
Well, and it's making out in front. About themselves too.
Exactly.
Which, you know, the actual meaning of the song, I mean, the song itself is just beautiful.
Right.
So Francis Scott Key went out to these boats where all these Americans, or to be Americans, were on these ships held captive.
Mm-hmm.
And he was negotiating getting them released. And they opened fire on this, was it a barracks or a fort?
Yeah.
And this American flag is still flying. And they're shelling this throughout the night. And, you know, he kept reporting back to the men, the flag's still there, the flag's still there. Because they demanded the surrender. They would not take the flag down.
Right.
So, that's what the entire song is about. It's beautiful. And these people are holding the flag up as they're getting shot and killed over and over.
Right.
And people died holding that flag up.
Right.
To make a point.
If it did get shot down, they would go and replace it.
They would go put the flag right back up.
Yeah.
And that's what the Star Spangled Banner is. The national anthem, is about. It is about this, you know, this great story in our history.
Right. About you know, heroism and, you know, dying, living and dying for a cause and refusing to bow no matter what forces are against you. Because I think it was it, and I don't want to get it wrong, but the idea was that the British would have stopped shelling if the flag went down. It was like, hey, we're just going to bombard you
we'll
endlessly
stop.
All night, but pull that flag down.
Oh, wow.
And you know, we'll let you have peace. And they said, hey, shell all you want. The flag's not coming down. So yeah, it is this, it's a very meaningful song. People have, now they say it's a racist meaning. It's like, I mean, they've totally divorced the real, you know, meaning behind it from the song itself. And then you just have Fergie's rendition, which God knows what she was thinking about,
probably herself. Let's jump into a couple quick articles in the 5 or so minutes that we have left here. So I've got one, this broke today. So an IED was found on a border bridge to Texas.
Yeah. You read that to me. I didn't get a chance to look into that. Is it, do they know who set that?
So it was found on the Mexican side of the border here. A Mexican, the authorities have confirmed the discovery of an active IED at one of the international bridges connecting the border cities, the Laredo, Texas, and Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, the headquarters of the ruthless drug cartel known as Los Zetas.
Right.
So this is another example of this cartel violence that's spilling over into the U.S. Now we have IEDs being found at the border. So if the case for strengthened border security hasn't already been made, you know, we just have all these examples that continue to pile up. You know, we don't want the border towns in the U.S. to start having decapitated people because of this, you know, cartel violence and this gang violence.
Yeah, and the cartel violence is not reported on very much. Now there's a little bit of attention on MS-13 because of Trump.
Well, Trump brought it up.
Yeah, yeah, they brought it up, so they sort of have to face it. But, I mean, the amount of just horrific, gory massacres that go on in Mexico because of these cartels that are funded, you know, completely by drug money and gun money.
And this has spread all the way up to the Northeast. There were murders in Virginia by MS-13.
Right, right. Yeah, of course they do. Yeah, they spill over the border, but
So I mean, these gangs spread out to all corners of our country.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, this is one from this is a story from Breitbart from yesterday. UPenn law professor told to take a leave of absence for their politically incorrect views. Now, I know what you're thinking. They must have some pretty radical ideas to be asked to take a leave of absence for their views. So this says, Professor Wax's crime consisted of an op-ed in the Philadelphia Inquirer last August when she and a colleague from the University of San Diego Law School dared to suggest that many of the bourgeois values that reigned in America prior to the 1960s were actually good for society and, quote, a major contributor to the productivity, educational gains, and social coherence of that period. So here's their cultural script. This is the hate speech that got them fired from their job. Quote, get married before you have children and strive to stay married for their sake. Get the education you need for gainful employment. Work hard and avoid idleness. Go the extra mile for your employer or client. Be a patriot. Be ready to serve the country. Be neighborly, civic-minded, and charitable. Avoid coarse language in public. Be respectful of authority. Eschew substance abuse and crime.
So this is basically a roadmap for being successful in life.
Right.
It's saying if you follow these things, which those are the things right there that made America the country that it is today.
Right. And I think that's what,
you know, strong families
are arguing.
Don't be a degenerate is all they were saying. But people are like, no, we're going to be drug addicted and, you know, single parents. And, you know, that's going to work great for us.
And how dare you tell us that doing so will not lead to success, right? I didn't see anything in there saying, you know, if you don't do this, we will force you to do it. It's like, no, this is just the way you need to live for society to succeed, right?
You want to be happy, if you follow those steps, more than likely you're going to be very happy.
And if everyone follows these steps, more likely everyone will be happy, right?
Prosperous.
Yeah, freedom relies on this ecology of virtue where everyone is virtuous, you know, for each other's sake and for their own sake. Like, you know, if you get to a stoplight that has broken, you know, you probably could get across by just speeding across quickly and cutting your place in line. But you know that it's better just for all of society just to wait your turn until, you know, it's your turn. And then you go, because what happens, you go when you're not supposed to. Somebody else goes, hey, that guy went. You know, I'm not going to wait here and get chipped out of my spot. I'm going to go. And then I'm going to go. And then it's a giant, you know, traffic mess. It's about this ecology of virtue where everybody's acting virtuous together. Right.
And with the same kind of angle of authoritarianism, here's an article from The Sun. North Korean athletes at Winter Olympics desperate to avoid hellish gulag fate of 1966 World Cup squad. So the North Korean athletes, because they're not winning medals, are worried that once they return home, they will be murdered. So there's been several deeply worrying reports of underperforming athletes being punished, which if you've seen the videos of the North Korean military and stuff, these people are no, you know, athletes or super soldiers. But we're actually out of time for today's War Room show. Join us tomorrow morning. David Knight will be hosting Real News and then the Alex Jones show after that. You can catch all the free streams as always on Infowars.com/show. And we can't do this without your support. Please go to InfowarsStore.com and keep this operation going. We'll catch you tomorrow on Infowars.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfowarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfowarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
War Room. InfoWars.com/